This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In the coming days, President Biden is expected to sign off on $1.7 trillion in government spending. The omnibus bill funds everything from aid to Ukraine to opioid use disorder treatment programs. And it includes a provision that tribal nations have been pushing for decades. $5 billion in what are called advance appropriations for the Federal Indian Health Service. The IHS provides health care to around 2.5 million American Indians and Alaska Natives. And in the past, its annual budget had to be reapproved every year, leaving the agency in bad shape during federal budget impasses and government shutdowns. Marketplace's Savannah Mara reports on what this shift to advance funding will mean.
There's sort of a dark joke in Indian country that if you're going to get sick, you better do it before summer. Chief Kirk Francis of the Penobscot Indian Nation in Maine says that's about when IHS-funded clinics and hospitals start running low on cash.
You might get to June or July and realize you don't have the resources
to order expensive imaging or refer patients to specialists. But it's during government shutdowns when they really start rationing care. During the 34-day impasse in 2019,
we had a person that was complaining of symptoms and was unable to get into the appropriate care.
Until it was an emergency.
And then they found out that it was a cardiac problem.
A lack of advance funding has also gotten in the way of basic planning at IHS-funded facilities, says Jessica Farb, who looked into this for the Government Accountability Office.
They don't know what investments they can make, when they can make those investments, how much money they can set aside.
For things like staffing and infrastructure improvements. That means the IHS is reacting to emergencies rather than preparing for them, says Glenn Wilson, COO of American Indian Health and Family Services in Detroit.
And a great example of that would be the COVID pandemic,
which has killed Indigenous Americans at a higher rate than any other group.
If advanced appropriations would have been in place, we would have had a lot more money to initially attend to some things.
Chief Francis says a properly funded IHS isn't a favor to tribal nations. It's owed to them, based on the federal government's trust and treaty obligations.
Advanced appropriations is the first step in really starting to change the conversation from a discretionary conversation to a mandatory one.
Only the first step, because even with advanced appropriations, Francis says the IHS is massively underfunded, to the tune of over $45 billion by tribal leaders' latest estimation. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.